On November 2nd, when Oregonians closed the book on the most forward-looking planning law in the nation, they did not simply amend a statute. They changed the ethos of a state that had for 30 years celebrated open spaces, greenways, and livable communities over hedonistic development. And they likely started a copycat war throughout the West against zoning and planning. The passage of Ballot Measure 37 introduces a novel concept. State and local governments should pay citizens to obey established land use laws. If cash-strapped governments can't do so, and few can, those laws must be waived. So if a person owns acreage outside the urban growth boundary of a town and wants to build a strip mall, nothing short of ransom can stop him from making his contribution to malignant sprawl. Measure 37 creates a lesser of two evils choice for local and state governments. Either cannibalize services for kids, seniors, and police, or stand aside as unregulated development marches forward. The practical result will be a sprawl-induced increase in automobile use and emissions, decaying downtown businesses, disappearing open space and farmland. But the good times will roll for fast buck artists who can invest in a second home somewhere far away where they don't have to look at the mess they've created. 30 years ago, we Oregonians were a different people. We used law to promote things we enjoyed in common: open spaces, livable communities, economically viable downtowns, and merchants. We said our home will be different than other states. We will protect our farmland, our open spaces, our neighborhoods, and our livability. Our success was the Oregon story. It was 1973. On January 8th of that year, the legendary Tom McCall, perhaps the most popular governor in Oregon history, announced to the opening session of the legislature the most sweeping change in land use laws in the nation. He declared, "Sagebrush subdivisions, coastal condomania, and the ravenous rampage of suburbia all threaten Oregon's status as the environmental model of the nation. Oregon," he said, "must be protected from the grasping wastrels of the land. And we must respect another truism, that unlimited and unregulated growth lead inexorably to a lowered quality of life." It was a time when the environmental movement had emerged as a potent force. Richard Nixon had created the EPA, and the environment was topic A in the media. For the next 31 years, the grasping wastrels of the land were largely held in check in the state. But no longer. Unless next year's legislature somehow summons the will to revive at least some parts of the law that made Oregon, Oregon. This is Les O'Coin.